Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wed Him Before You Bed Him by Sabrina Jeffries, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Richmond, England, November 1824. Charlotte Harris, headmistress and owner of Mrs. Harris's school for young ladies, sat at her desk and reread, twice, the pleading letter she'd composed to Cousin Michael, her anonymous benefactor. Then she tore it up. What was the point of writing him when every letter she sent to his solicitor was returned unopened? She wiped her clammy hands on her skirt. He had to know what desperate straits the school was in. He knew everything. And, until 6 months ago, he'd always told her everything he knew. But after she had pressed him so hard about his identity, he had ended their correspondence. There had not been a word from him since. The hollow fear that gripped her so often these days made her stomach clench. All right, so perhaps he had good reason to be angry at her. She had agreed not to press him about his anonymity. Still, how could he abandon them after all this time? He had been part of the school's inception 14 years ago. Indeed, without him there would be no school. She would probably still be languishing as a teacher at the school in Chelsea, dreaming of the day when she could open her own institution, governed by her own curriculum and her own rules. Now their idiot neighbour, Mr. Pritchard, was about to sweep it all away. He was rumoured to be on the verge of selling Rockhurst, the estate adjoining the school's property, to the owner of a racecourse in Yorkshire. She could just see it, rough men flocking to bet on the races, spilling onto the school's lawn and accosting her girls.